have the beginning here, the Inyanim of the Parshas Kohanim, and one of the Nekudas of Parshas Kohanim is the Inyan of Mumin. In other words, the Parsha starts with the Is of Nisuin, Sir Nisuin, and the Tumah of a Kayin, and then it goes on to the Mumin of a Kayin and the Mumin of the Karbanis, and so on. So there's a whole Parsha in the Torah of Mumin that Apostle Avoda. The Apostle Avoda in Karbanis and Kohanim. And Lechura, I mean, in some way, it's a little bit strange to us because we're used to the fact that you don't look at the Chitzonius, you look only at the Pnimius, and Mechateisa, that a Mum should passel. So the Rishonim, many Rishonim say the Mahalach, the general Mahalach, the Poshta Mahalach is that since the Avoda is supposed to make an impression on people, it's supposed to give a hadras kodesh, it's supposed to give a nechbadus to people that look at it. Things that people are turned off by takes away the entire tamadava, and the person, people don't like it. So the Pashup Shatnas, many Rishayim say it, that it's there in order to make the right Rishayim on the people doing it. That's the Pashup Shat. I guess the problem with it is that besides Karbanis and the Beis HaMikdash, there's another place where you find a din of Mumim, and that's by Sanhedrin. It says that Kuloch Yofer Ayosi Mum Einbach, that there be Menukeh B'Mumim, that they cannot have any Mumim. And the problem is, Lachur over there, the Sanhedrin is not meant, it's not meant to be a public display. It's not like Karbanis and Avoida, which make a Roshima people. Sanhedrin is done. So maybe have more respect or whatever, but Al Kaponim, it needs a little bit of a hesper. The Chinuch, when he speaks about the Inyan of the Mumin, the Chinuch says two reasons. First of all, he says, Rav Pulos Me'adam Ritzuyas Alevra Ehem, Lefich Shivas Aisehen. Most Pulos people accept in conjunction with the impression they have of the people doing it. So if somebody who does it is a bozui, then it's mevuzah. That's one. And then he says another thing, he's kind of miramis. Very not clear what he means. Umolvadze efsha sheyesh b'shleimus tzurosei remes ulinyonim shemitoich mashvei sa'odom ben titar nafshu v'tisala. It could be that in the shleimus of the tzur there's some sort of remes, and from those inyonim, people will be mitayed a nefesh. V'lachein ein roye b'shum tzad sheyeshine v'tzur mikol tzuroisav. So the he says there's some sort of remes in the tzura of the person who is being makrevit, and if the tzura is distorted to some degree, that is a problem. That's what the Chinuch says, and it doesn't really doesn't go much more clearly into what he means. So the shaila here is understanding the mahalach of mumin in world of Beis HaMikdash. There's another place, another musig of mum, where Chazal bring something that they describe as mum, and also very interesting to the hair what it is. It's a shayla, it's a medrash rab in Parshas Lech Lecha that speaks about the inyan of the bris mila. So it says, Omer Ablevi, Lematruna Sh'oma Melech, it's a muscle of Avraham Avinu at that time was like a queen, that the king said, Ivri Lefanai, Ve'Avra Lefanav, V'Niskak M'Paneho. He said, I need to look at you, I need to see you. Please leave or something's wrong with you. And she got very upset. Omra, she said, Toima Sh'nimtza B'Pseilas. Maybe there's something wrong with me. In other words, the king said, something I don't like about you, leave please, or take care of yourself. And she said, I guess the melech must have found some problem with me. Amalah melech, so the king told her, Ein boch pseilas, there's nothing wrong. Alat sipayren shal etzba ktane shal gedoyla kima. The nail of your small finger is a little bit too big. Haviri oisei batlamum, if you will just cut it, the womb will become bottle. The only pesos you have the arla, haveri so botel amum, is halach lefanei ve'yisami. So why don't you just get rid of it and the mum will become botel and you'll be tummy. So let's understand the mashal of the Chazal over here. It is wrong. Is there a chisar? Is not a chisar? If a person has some sort of a little bit dirt or something on his face, so it's still very unsightly and it's still very unpleasant. And the so we say, oh, it's only a little drop and so on, but it's unpleasant. The answer is there was psilis, wasn't there? It wasn't. I mean, isn't that what was the problem? I mean, Chazal say a loshen. The tzipirin of the small finger is a little bit too big. So I guess in the very, very pshuto, in the very, very pshat, it means that it's a tiny, tiny mum. Not a very big mum, but it's a tiny, tiny mum. It's not the flow of the Chazal. Chazal here seemed to imply that shema toima nimzu ipsoilas. If that was the case, would say shem nimzu be mum gadol. No, it's a small, tiny mum. There's a havamin and a maskana, and its losh is different. Amar toima shenim to be pseilas, and the reply is havir oisei botla mum ein b'chop pseilas ela tziporin shasuk tanishal gdoila kima havir oisei batel hamum. So what's the and it's a mashal to arla. Arla is a tiny, tiny, tiny drop on the goof. I mean. It's tiny, I don't know, but maybe a black ink spot on a person's nose. It's a tiny black ink spot, but it disfigures the person. So what's the Chazal are being magdir here? A havamina maskana, and the maskana makes it a lot easier for Avram. And Chazal are medayik, in other words, when they say the word mum, the opposite of mum is tamim. That like it says, there's tamim. And zachrus in a behemah, there's no tamim zachrus in a oif. The opposite of mum is tamim. So Chazal being medayik that yei tamim halach lefanei ve'yei samim. So the opposite of sum is a bal mum. So what's psoilas and what's bal mum? So I want to refer back to the to an inyan that we spoke about last week in Shal Shudas in the. And Derech Chaim, and speak about it a little more barichos b'mayach and understand it. The morale over there speaks about the inyan of nefesh gevoiha, the three differences between Avraham Avinu and Talmid Avraham Avinu and Talmid Bilam, and nefesh gevoiha is one of them. So the morale is medayik. The point, I guess, that the morale is going off on is the concept that bigger could be a mum. You find, it's nefesh gevoah, nefesh chava, or ruach gevoah implies something bigger, and yet it's described as a mum. So he stells to the Chazal that it says lomer teratzdune like kulchem harim gavnuni matem, that when Akadosh Baruch Hu came to give Torah in Sinai, Akadosh Baruch Hu leveled out. Akadosh Baruch Hu said that the all the mountains are balimum because they're too big, and Har Sinai is small and compact, so it's not a balmum. So the question is, yes, we understand the remes that harim that are gavoa are balagaiva, and balagaiva is not good. But how in the world do we understand the musig of because they're too big, that's when they're bali mumim. Let's say it's midas ruas. The word mum is usually taken by us something missing, a chisar and so on. So the maral explains that it goes with the side of kol yesek and natal dummy, and he says kol yesek and natal dummy applies to tsura not to chayma. And we explained it last week. I just want to recap the Nakuda, because that's the Nakuda Merkazes here. In the world of Chayma, in the world of things, of substance, the measurement is one measurement, and it's a measurement of kamus. In other words, if you have a lot is more than less. A lot is better than less in that sense. So if a person has one stone, and a person has one brick, a person has five bricks, has five times as many bricks as a person has one brick. We can never call that a chisaron, because the only substance is measured in yes or not, more or less. So harbe and is always a mila. I may not need all those bricks, but that's not in the amount of bricks that I have. Too much is not a word that means anything, because the way to measure it is quantitative only. That's when you deal in substance. So the closer in this world that you can't really separate substance from form, but let's give a mushel. If I need 100 planks to build my house with, and somebody delivers me 200, too much, the word too much is not a concern. It might take up too much place in my shed, and that becomes a concern because of space. That's already shaykh to the world of Tzura. But in the world of Chaymer is measured by much or little. Esav told Yaakov, when he was telling Yaakov how much he has and so on, he said, Yesh li rav, I have much, I have many. That's because Esav's istaklus is a istaklus from Chaymer, and b'meila, the measurement, how much do you have? I have a lot. That's the way of saying, of a positive measurement. In the world of Tzura, it's not shy. For instance, if let's say I'm building a house, and there are four posts, there are four pillars holding it up, each one is 8 feet tall, 10 foot tall. And I add one of them, I have extra wood, I make it 12 feet. I say, you even have more. Not only do I have 10 feet, I have 12 feet. That's not mila, that's a chisaron. That skews the house, and the house will topple. It's going to be crooked. If I have more beams than I need, if I have more columns than I need, that's chisaron. I lose space inside. I can't see everything. And so on. There is no such thing in the world of Tzura as a quantitative mila of much, many. The word that is nitfas, the word that describes a house whose plans are good, is a dover sholim. It's a dover tamim, it's a dover sholim. So when I get the plans and it's a complete Tzura, it has to be, and everything has to snap in perfectly into one whole. So you have one whole unit, that's a dover sholem, it's a dover tamim, and everything needs to fit in exactly kefit a measurement. If I have more, then it's a chisaron. What do you mean more? More what? I extended it further, I can make another plan, a bigger plan, but within one plan, I can't give more to one side and say it is a it's a dover, it's better, it's bigger. Let's take a mushel. If a restaurant orders stuff and they need X amount of meat, X amount of potatoes, X amount of onions, and I send more potatoes than you asked for, there's no chisaron mitzad the more. I guess storage maybe, but there's no chisaron. But let's say in a tafshil, I put in more potatoes than the recipe called for, then it takes away from the tam of something else. You don't have the sharpness anymore, you don't have this, you don't have that. A tafshil is a tsura, it's a harkov of different things that form a certain tsura. And over there, yeser becomes kenotl dummy. When you add to one thing, you've taken away the other thing. Because everything is always evaluated from a tsura, and adding to one thing takes away from another thing. Those are the inyanim that are shech to tsura in the world. Certainly, the mashal we gave last week in Tzura Sodom, it's like that. If a person who is 6 foot tall is considered to be very handsome, if you're going to be 9 foot tall, you're not going to be extraordinarily handsome, it's going to be a chisaron. it's disproportionate. It's Suras Adam is not Soivel that type of height, and Bimele it becomes Yesek Madanotl Domi. And it becomes less than what it should be. That is in the world of Surais, the positive evaluation and negative evaluation. Yaakov Avinu, who lived in the world of Tzura, Yaakov Avinu was the one who, it says that his Dmus Yukno is Tachas Kisei HaKavod. It says that his Dmus Yukno is Doimet Adam HaRishon, that's Doimet Tzelem HaLakim. Yaakov Avinu is known as the Tomim, as Ish Tam. Yaakov Avinu is Mitoso Shleima, there's no pull in one direction more than the other. The Levi and Shimon is counterbalanced by the other Shvatim, and Reuven's Pachas is counterbalanced by Yehuda, and so on and so forth. Everything is exactly balanced. On that, Yaakov Avinu told Esav Yeshli Koil, not Yeshli Rob. Esav is a Baal Chaimer, and Bemela he measures in how much he has. Yaakov measures in the Shleimus Hadava, and he says Yeshli Koil. I have everything. If you have more of one, you already don't have everything. So let's give another one more example. Yaakov Avinu comes with chamorim and gemolim and asoinos, all sorts of things. Imagine a person who has a farm where he has animals and food exactly balanced, the exact amount of food that he grows for the animals. That's Yeshli Koil. He has all the food he needs, all the animals. If there are more animals and he doesn't have enough food for them, so he's a chaser. By eating another animal, he's not becoming more shleimistic, he's becoming a chaser. And it's not Yeshli Koil. Chazal learned from that whole parasha the exact amount of nekevis to scharim that you need. In other words, in the proportion where everything fits into one whole unit, that's a musig of koil. I want to add, there's another nekuda, very nekuda muka in this inyan of mum and so on. The Sifrei Kodesh say a gematria that's stunning. The gematria of Elohim, with the hey obviously, is gematria mum, 86. Well, it's extraordinary. What do you mean the gematria of Elohim is mum? What kind of gematria is that? And this is the inyan why it says that you're not supposed to dash on gematrias. If the Yisoid is right, then you can dash on gematrias. But something like this, what does it mean Elohim is mum? The answer is, it says by the eagle, by the Cheta eagle, it says when he was standing at Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, you see Klal Yisrael standing and looking to the Mekabel Torah. I see them standing and looking at my Merkava, and they are fixated with the Tzura of the Shor in the Merkava, and they are dislodging it from Merkava and going to make the Egel from it. In other words, the tfisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shleimus is a tfisa that is koilel everything together. Hashem Echad means there is no one characteristic or one inyan that can be pulled out of the picture. If I ask somebody, if you have a beautiful painting, and I ask somebody, why is it a beautiful painting? He says, well, there's some nice grapes on the table in the painting, and there's a pond in the background which is very attractive, and there's a sun on top which is nice. That's not a nice painting. That's a collage. It's not. A nice painting is the painting, all the pieces fit together perfectly in a certain tzura. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emesa gilui of Yudke Vavke is the gilui of koil. Kichoil bashmayim varetz. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything fits together, letter perfect. No chasa, no yesa. That is the shleimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gili as havayin. Elohim are particular kochos. Each and every koach in its own right is called Elohim. Even a malach is called Elohim. Dayan is called Elohim. So a particular koach is called Elohim. any time we focus on a particular koyach, then we are, that's a balmum. Just like a person, l'mashal, who works very hard only with his right hand. And so his right hand has these huge muscles, and everything else in his body is kind of regular. So, and we don't say, well, if a person is completely muscular, then we say that that's yoifi. So if he has one hand that's extremely muscular, that's a quarter yoifi. No, that's a balmum. It's disproportionate. It doesn't have, it's not part of a complete surah. It's a mudna surah. Three quarters of him looks like he sits behind a desk, and one part of him looks like he's a minor. It's not, doesn't match. It doesn't fit. Elohim, anytime we deal with one koyach, when we focus on any one koyach, that is a pchinas mum. Now, there's the famous Ramban that says, by karbonis, we have a zaveach l'Elohim yochram, a bilti l'Hashem levado. Then the Ramban says, we're not talking about a zara. In a karbonis specifically, we can only be makriv to Shem Avaya and not to Shem Elohim. Karbonis amiyuchim. We'll try to explain a little bit why. But kaponim, let's sum up the morale. So the morale says, in the world of tzura, there's no such thing as more. Kol yesek enotl dami. Anytime you add shaloimin ashura, shaloimin aminyan, you add to any part of it, you're taking away from the whole picture. And that's why he says, if all the mountains were too tall, it's not the pshat, they have rocks to spare. They're balimumin. A gavus is not a plus, it's a chisarim. A person who's a balgaiva is usually less sure of himself than a person who is normal, who's even keeled. So Har Sinai was the perfect size. That was shlemus, that was tmimus. And these other haras, if they had more, then it was yesik and natal dami. And the Meir Moral says that's the pshat, the nefesh hachava and ruach kvoa. All of those in yanim are in yanim that are migareya, because in the world of tzura, yes is kenatul dami. That's the take of Adkan take of the Meir Moral. Moral obviously doesn't speak about the likim and the mum. That's later. So nimtzinu lemeidim, that in wherever there's a world that is nikva through shlemus, there you have the inyan of mum. Tzuras Adam has in itself a tzura of shlemus. Tzelem Elokim means that not only there's pratim in Adam that come from Hashem Baruch Hu, but there's something about the tzura kreilelus of Adam that in its shlemus sheboy, in its siskalus sheboy, is a reflection of Tzuras Boyri. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, Yishalach v'nevei yisomim, so Avram Avinu skarkam aponav, like the Matronisa, and he thought there's psoilus, that there's something that he hadn't done. There's something that was wrong be'etzim. And on that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him no. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, having too much, and the lush of Chazal is awesome. Chazal say the tzipirin on the etzpa ktana of the person. In other words, the etzpa ktana is supposed to be the cotton shebeivar. The etzpa ktana, its yoifi is that it's an etzpa ktana. A yeser in etzpa ktana is a chisar. In the koiches of a person's nefesh, Koach HaTaiva is supposed to be the Etzba Ketana. It's supposed to be kafuf to all the other koyches, and it's supposed to be the small koyach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's not Ra Be'etzim, but in Tzuras Adam, the tikkun of Bris is to cut down the koyches HaTaiva to become to be the Etzba Ketana Sheboy. And Kolzman HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Megala Bris Mila, we didn't have that ability. We couldn't cut down those koyches and be mashlid ourselves on all the on the hay of varm and so on. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's not a wrong be'etzim. In the world of kamus, in the world of a lot and a little, there's no chisaron in you. You're not missing anything. There's no betzem ra. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am now making a bris and taking you to the new world. His halach lefonai veyei samim. You're now entering the world of tmimus. In the world of tmimus, an etzba ketana that has its sipirin, that's gadol midai, that's a mum. It's not a davar shalem because it's not balanced. The thing as a whole doesn't carry that balance. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, so it's this Yashva Daita, Avraham Avinu realized it wasn't that he was a baal chisaron be'etzem, a baal ra be'etzem, but rather that he was entering a new world of shalem, of tamim, and now for that, the yeser would also have to be pruned out to size and be put into its right place. That's the Minyan Chazal there. Coming back to our Inyan over here, in the Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash was called an Olam Katan. It meant that it had in itself a complete surah of the world. All the koichas of the world were balanced. That's why you learn lamites malachas from the Mishkan, and anything that wasn't the Mishkan is not a malacha, because it was a mini cosmos. That's what the Mishkan was. So b'meila, anytime the person was shayach, everything in the Mishkan needed to be of tamim and shleimus. You couldn't add things to the Beis HaMikdash. Hakol b'ksav. Everything had to be written. There was no, you can't say more. If Marach a shulchan with 12 breads is good, if you make a shulchan with 100 breads, it's fantastic. It's not. Then it's bal yechsa ha-mozek. Like says in Shir Hashirim, if it's imbalanced, it's not good. The in the description of the yoifi in Shir Hashirim, kuloch yofer ayosi mum einboch. So the pasuk before the goyen Rashi all learn that the hemshel pasuk al helech li al haramor. The when Klaisel came to Moria to Beis Hamikdash, it was neskayim edem kuloch yofech rayosi mum einbach. The makom of yofi, in the sense of shleimus and tmimus, without mumin, was in the Beis Hamikdash. And the Mela Mumin became a problem there. That it was a type of place where the Adava Shalom is what is the Tzura Mitis, and any Chisaron from that takes away from it. And that's, I think, what the Chinuch means. When the Chinuch says that another Inyan is that the Tzura of the Adam, of the Oivet, was meant to convey something, and a distortion of that Tzura takes away from it. Like we said before, it's there's something about the tzura klolis of the makam and ovdeha that conveys the teichin of it, and when it's lacking, it's lacking in it. I want to add one more kenech. The inyanim of yoifi and the inyanim of tmimus and so on, always they work in the following way. They are pieces that fit together as a shleimus and become a vehicle for something much bigger than the pieces. For instance, if a person is in a supermarket, an airport, so there's a picture of an apple here, meaning this is where you buy apples. There's a picture of a coffee there, this is where you buy coffee. There's a picture of a fountain, this is where you drink water. They're one-to-one representations. When you look at a painting, what's oila from the painting, the feeling, the expression, is much bigger than the pieces. The painting became a vehicle for conveying something more than just the bits and pieces of the painting. There are inyanim in Avodas Hashem that are specific to what they are. This is a zecha for this. This is a yedi of this. This is for this purpose and so on. The Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, the Karbonis, have Ashros HaShchin in it. That means that it became a chetimtza for something bigger than itself. The property of things that are that contain in themselves something bigger means that they have to be a kli shalei. It's true of the Mishkan and the Mikdash, the Mishkan Mikdash. It's true of one more thing, and that is the Sanhedrin. It says, Alakim Nitza Vadas Kale, that within the world of the within the world of the Mishpat, there is a Ruach Alakim. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mofia, and the din becomes a din emes because the Shechina that Shira. That's the other place where you have a parsha of movement. And that's why Sanhedrin, just like the Mishkan, requires that they be shleimim, that there's a pasos of mumen, because a Sanhedrin is a kli for something bigger than itself. And with Mela, we can't just say, well, a lot of dayanim is better than a few dayanim, and what's the problem if he has a longer nose, a longer foot, or whatever it is. It belongs to the world of things that are chetims of something bigger than themselves, and with Mela, the kli mida is shleimus and mum, rather than harbe and ma'at. I want to try to bring it over a little bit to our inyanim and try to understand. When we start our elementary approach to avodas Hashem is quantitative. You do lots and lots of mitzvahs, you get lots and lots of schar. People always ask, if Talmud Torah is kind of cool, why can't I just do Talmud Torah all day? Even a mitzvah that's efshos is derchir. I mean, the tachlis is to get a lot of schar. Well, forget about schar, to do a lot of mitzvahs. Forget even about schar, you want to do the Shema. So mitzvahs have certain weights and certain milas. So let's do lots and lots of the mitzvahs that are worth a lot. Or a person tends to cover up his shortcomings with his milas. So if we tell a person, you know what, you're doing a lot of good things to a lot of people that you're gevaldik bal chesed, but your head's empty. You don't understand anything, you don't use your head, and so on. Person says, but you know what, but I do a lot of chesed. There are plenty of people who sit and learn, don't do any chesed. Isn't that worth more? We speak to a person who's sitting and learning very stark, but doesn't have any time to help somebody else, doesn't participate, and so on. And he said, but you know what? But I'm learning all the time. You talk to a person who's learning and chesed, but there's no regesh in his davening. He has no world of regesh of the kedusha. A person who doesn't have a diktuk in mitzvahs, he doesn't get up and focus and is zoyer mitzvahs. We tend to address our shortcomings by pointing at our reserves in others. So that's a very, very good cheshbon if a person has an investment portfolio. So stocks didn't do well, bonds did great. The bottom line is the bottom line. So what do I care if my real estate investments were down, but my stocks were up, and at the bottom line, I still will have X amount of money. That's very true in money, where everything boils down to quantity. I mean, all the money is the same money. Whether the money came from real estate, whether it came from business, whether it came from manufacturing, the money is the money. That's all it is. But if a person that has it in a whole different world, there's a tsuris adam that's tzelem elakim. And a person's tzura, if a person has one eva that's a balmum, it's not covered up by the other eva that's very wonderful. It one has no shaykhah to the other. Because the tselem elokim is shayra only on a tzuris adam. And even if the etzba ketana is too long, that's also a distortion of tzuris adam. And it's also chaser in the tselem elokim. The Rav Chaim points out, it says, Heichal Hashem Heima. Klal Yisrael is called Heichal Hashem. Every single person in his own right is called the Olam Katan. Every single person, besides particular things we do, good things and wonderful things, and mitzvahs, and meisim tovim, and so on. But the klal god of our avoda is to be betzel malikim. The klal god of our avoda is that every person has a v'shachanti b'seicham, he has an ability to have ashras ashchina, because every person has a tzura of shleimus that can become a kli for something much bigger than himself. It is incumbent on a person that to look occasionally on his entire metzius and to understand that he is nimdad not only do I do a lot of things? Can I add up the column of figures and how much mitzvahs do I have? How much schar do I have? It is a cheshbon. It's a good cheshbon. It's chashuv. But the other question is, do I not have, am I not disproportionate? For a person who is so ruchnis as me, I'm not a giving enough person. Am I toiv if I'm doing a lot of good things, but I'm not giving? Am I toiv if I'm a giving person, but I'm as coarse and vulgar and physical as somebody in the street? Can I call myself an Adam toiv or not? There's certain, if a person is not balanced, then he's missing, he's an entirely different dimension. He's missing the Tzuras Adam. And sometimes it's an excessive one. It says, Kol Chachmosa Yishach Chachmosa Meruba Mimaisov. It's Lamar Doima Le'ilon and so on. So the Balei Musa all say, his problem is not only that his Maisim is not enough. His problem is that his Chachm is a lot. A person who is over Chachm and not focused enough on doing things, the Chachma destroys him. Because he keeps thinking of ways how to get out of things and how to counter the chiyuvim that he has. So a person's tafk in this world is, every person has a gedda of being a mishkan, of an oilam cotton, with heichal Hashem heima, with a tzur of ashras ashchina. A person has a chiyuv to work on being marve, his toiv, and that's definitely a big part of avoda, to do more in each area. But a person also has a chiyuv to make a cheshm. Is the entire picture together a shlemistic picture? Are my feelings, for a person with so much ruchnis, are my feelings in place in terms of how much I should feel hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How much regesh should be in my maisim? Am I reaching out to other people? Is the chesed aspect of me in place? Am I in control of my taivis and yetzaharis, and in a way that befits how much chachma I have? Do I have enough hakara v'lichus in proportion to all the different things I'm doing? All of those cheshbonos go into cheshbonos of the tzuri klolos of the Adam. And when a person and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made on the person of kulok yafach hayasiv mum einbach, that's where the person becomes a haram where himself. It's where he becomes a pchin of heichal Hashem heima, and he becomes a klifa shoras hashkina.